Good evening. If you would, please, be turning your Bibles to the book of Daniel, chapter 2. As the chapter begins, we're told that King Nebuchadnezzar had just had a dream. A dream which caused him to get very little, if any, sleep at all. And what King Nebuchadnezzar was then going to do was to call the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans to come and tell him what he dreamed. And then after hearing what he dreamed, then they would give the interpretation of it. But of course, this was very difficult to do. Because if you're not the one that had that dream, you would not be the one to know what the dream was about, let alone give its interpretation. And so, as many people were troubled because they could not achieve this task, yet word came to Daniel, and Daniel realized what all this was about. Daniel soon began to consult his friends, and we're told in verse 18 of Daniel chapter 2, he says that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. And then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. And so Daniel begins to bless the God of heaven. We're not told that Daniel was the one that knew what Nebuchadnezzar had dreamed, let alone give its interpretation. But as Daniel began to seek the mercies of God, the things would then be revealed. How many times do we search for answers to life's persistent questions? What is it that we want to know that may be above our knowledge? You see, Daniel knew where to go because God has all the answers. And I'd like for us to focus on the very next thing that Daniel has to say. Focus here on verses 20 through 23. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. And He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with Him. I thank You and praise You, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we have asked of You. For You have made known unto us the king's demand." Notice that Daniel blesses God, says that His name be blessed forever and ever. Nobody else does Daniel say this about. After all, God's name is the name that is above every other name. For God is above all. There are things that He knows that no one else does. As Daniel says, wisdom and might are His. If you were to think back of the wisdom and knowledge of God and how it has been revealed, all you have to do is go back to the very beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth. How did God know where to put the sun? Where to put the earth, the moon, and the stars? How did He know how to make all of us, that we would perform all of our functions, that we could reproduce and to continue to populate the earth? So many questions that my mind cannot comprehend, but God certainly can. In fact, Paul even said about Him in the New Testament, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out." Very true, those words. God is so much wiser than we can ever be. In fact, you may remember the wisest man that did ever live upon this earth. His name was Solomon. And God told him that there would be no one before nor anyone after that would be as wise as he. But do you recall how Solomon became so wise? Because he asked it of God, the only one that could give him that knowledge. And with God's knowledge, what he does with it is very amazing. We're told then in verse 21, he changes the times and the seasons. I don't know about you, but I'm having a hard time learning the difference between winter and spring. And I thought that when I was down in Alabama, I knew clearly when it was winter, and I knew clearly when it was spring. I can't tell anything ever since I moved up here. Everything seems to move all together. But God understands what we have, and He knows what we need. In fact, when we go back to the days of Noah, and when the flood had diminished from the earth, remember the promise that He gave? While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. God is in control of all that. Now I'm certainly glad that I am not the one to be. But also He is in charge of who is in power. As Daniel says, He removes kings and raises up kings. We think about those that try to lead us in perhaps what they feel to be is the right direction. We've got to remember that God is still behind. In the book of Romans in chapter 13, the Apostle Paul explains about the governing authorities. And he said very clearly in the first verse that all authorities that exist are appointed by God. God is the one that is in complete control. But then in verse 22, we get a glimpse of the understanding of God. We're told He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with Him. Ever heard of a deep, dark secret? We may not be able to see it, let alone understand it, but God certainly does. And Daniel gives credit to whom credit is due. After all, there were many mysteries concerning the gospel of Christ that has since now been revealed, and God had an understanding of all that. But even in the Old Testament, you may remember that the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 29, teaches us that the secret things belong unto God. Things that I may not even thought about. Things that I don't understand. God certainly does. He sees in secret, and those good things that are done in secret, He will reward openly. After all, John says of Him in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, He is the light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Finally, as we look in verse 23, Daniel gives thanks. He says, I thank You and praise You, O God of my fathers, because He is the one that has given him wisdom and might. He is the one that has now made known all that has been asked of him. Not only does this refer to the dream and its interpretation that Daniel requested, but of course, we know that God can give us anything that we ask of Him. And He also says that He has made known the king's demand. Are we like that as Daniel is? Do we often give thanks to God? Do we praise Him for all that He does to us? Remember the Apostle Paul taught the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God and Christ Jesus concerning you. That's what God wants us to do, just like Daniel did. We need to be thankful to Him. We need to praise Him for the goodness of Himself. When was the last time we thought to do that? When was the last time we said a prayer of thanksgiving? Well, think of all good things that God gives us. We have wisdom and understanding from Him. And yes, He even answers our prayers. But you see, it is up to us to recognize that power that He has and therefore to do something about it. We need to submit our will to His will. If we will do that, God has promised to take very good care of us. And so this evening the lesson is yours. We're just about to sing the song of encouragement. And tonight if there be one that needs to respond to the invitation, we invite you to come as together we stand and sing.